How do you like it, Puck?
Okay, two quick things to know about me before I go any further. One, I'm a vegetarian. Two, I used to hunt, but when I gave it up to go to college, I also gave up eating meat.
Well, that's really red on the inside. Look at that.
I've only broken my vegetarianism two times in the past 3 years. First time was to try some extremely fresh salmon up in Alaska while working at a fish processing plant. Second time was when I ate freshly cooked clams at a clam bar up in Rhode Island that was apparently a favorite of Drew Barrymore. And now I'll break it again, this time for roadkill.
There's really no difference. Once the deer is dead, it's dead. It had obviously just happened. That one felt really warm, smelled good. Then it had died from the car hitting it and just massive trauma.
I'd love to introduce you to this Montanan who's going to cook me up some roadkill, but he won't allow me to tell you his name on air.
My wife thinks it's abhorrent that I pick up roadkill and doesn't want anybody to know that I have roadkill deer.
Can we refer to you as any nickname?
Preferably not even that. Old Hunter.
Well, Old Hunter is one of many people in Montana to use a relatively new law. It allows people to download a permit and legally pick up roadkill for whatever purposes suit them. Ron Ozheim is a spokesman for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, which has been running the program out of its Bozeman office since November. Ozheim and FWP are keeping close track on how many are taking advantage of the law.
I assume we're in the 290s probably by now. Now, I'm surprised, I think we're surprised, that there are that many applicants for the permit. Obviously, 290 people are enjoying the new law.
The way it works is, say you hit an animal or come across one someone else hit. First step, pick it up and take it away, leaving no scraps behind. Step two, go home and take care of it, disposing what you don't want in your own garbage or in a non-public area. Step three, within 24 hours, go onto the FWP's website. Search for roadkill licenses and fill out where, when, what, and in what manner you picked up your roadkill. And step five, print it out.
Oh, it's extremely simple. You just go online and you don't even talk to anybody. You just fill out the form. And it was actually really simple and really easy and fairly quick.
Now Old Hunter's roadkill is out of the freezer.
This was a whitetail that I ran into. This is backstrap. Oh yeah, this looks nice.
We're in a cozy house in East Missoula. He lives here with his wife. His two kids are grown and gone. Since his wife and kids don't like the taste of deer, the meat he salvages lasts quite a while. Old Hunter looks the part of someone who might eat roadkill. He's cooking it up in a gray thermal shirt under a jean jacket with thick plaid lining. He's a rugged type. Sarah, another roadkill eater, is not. Or at least appears less so in her puffy pink coat and bright green backpack.
I think the permit system is a really excellent thing. Because, I mean, those poor people whose job is to go pick up roadkill, like, that's disgusting. And if it's a source of free food, hell yeah.
Okay, so this isn't really Sarah. She won't let me tell you her name because her roadkill story involves breaking the law. Before the new law passed, she and a few other college students were out looking for roadkill. They use it as bait in biological experiments involving attracting predators.
I can't give a whole ton of details, but we were searching for roadkill, and there was this yearling deer on the side of the road that was pretty freshly hit.
Just hours later, they ate it.
It tasted a lot more mild than other venison that I've had. And it was also, like, almost buttery because it was so young and soft and tender. It was kind of like, I don't know, I guess kind of like veal. And we fried it up with some olive oil and some vegetables. And there were a couple hairs in it, which was kind of weird, but it was fine.
Old Hunter's roadkill is older, less hairy. It's been cut up, packaged, frozen, and thawed. And now he's frying it up with some Sweet Baby Ray's. Looks edible, but his description makes me a little uneasy.
Well, it looks redder. You can see it looks redder. There's more blood in the meat. But it's not dripping off in blood or anything.
He's about to set some on my plate when he realizes it's not quite finished. As he puts it back on the pan, he talks about his take on the permits. They're important, he says, especially now.
Hunting has really changed in the last 10 years tremendously. Any hunter will tell you. It's kind of a complicated picture. The wolves they're pretty well driven back to the deepest, highest, most remote places due to the hunting and trapping. The problem is these wolves drive the elk and the deer out of the backcountry, and that's typically where we hunt them. Well, now the further back you go, the less you find. So where do they go? They go to where they're safe, which is down on ranches land.
And hunters can't get to them without permission. Some won't let people onto their land because they're out-of-staters who would rather feed the animals, or they just don't trust hunters in general. Though large elk herds destroy fences and eat crops, they may be less of a danger than a hunter's poorly aimed shot. For some, the elk may even mean protection.
One hunter got up at this meeting, and he said he talked to a rancher. The rancher said he could not hunt on his ranch. And he stopped to ask him why. And the rancher said this. He says, well, the wolves are up at the top in the high country. The elk are in the middle. And all my cattle are down here in the bottom land. Why would I let you go hunting and move those elk? Those elk are protecting my cattle.
Declining numbers of deer add to the complications. There are fewer of them because of predators, including wolves, and diseases like blue tongue. Regulators want to limit the number of doe licenses for the state for the next 2 seasons, which means an even tougher hunt. Suddenly, I'm feeling a bit luckier that my host would offer to share his meat. So I dig in.
You can have some barbecue sauce there or anything you want. I got Worcestershire.
It tastes pretty much exactly like the deer I'd hunted with my dad back in high school. Pretty darn good.
I think it's an excellent thing. A lot of that roadkill goes to waste. And, I mean, they try to save as much as they can, and I don't understand why anybody would oppose it. You're using good meat for human consumption. It makes perfect sense.
Reporting from Missoula, Montana, I'm Madeline Beck.